It's the big game.
It is the big game.
It will be super.
And we can't, again, for legal reasons, we cannot say Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl is being played on Sunday. I wish we could call it that, but we can't. We have to say the big game. Here to talk about the Super Bowl, which we can't say, is Adam Hoge from our sports department. Adam, please don't say Super Bowl. We can't afford the lawsuits.
I've been trying to avoid it all week, saying Super Bowl.
Don't say it.
What's the deal with that? If you use it to make money, you can't say it. Like, hey, it's Bill and Wendy's Super Bowl party. Come and join us. But you can obviously say Super Bowl.
Well, it's the same thing like during the bear season where you can't use
You can't say bears. Win.
Well, you can't use the Bears. Yeah, you can't say win. Yeah.
Right, it's inaccurate.
Sorry, Adam.
It's inaccurate.
But yeah, like you can't use the Bears, you know, like bars around here. They have like signs in their bars and they say, come in for the football game
really?
On Sunday. And it'll be like an orange lettering and blue outline, but they can't actually use the Bears logo or anything.
Can we say Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I'm not even going to say that.
You know, there actually are, I think, like alternative like words too that you can't even say.
Like
I heard a commercial on the radio though yesterday where they actually bleeped out. So they said Super Bowl, but they bleeped out bowl.
Oh,
that's funny.
And they kind of made fun of it.
So you know what it is without hearing what it is.
Yeah. And they're really making fun of the whole idea of it
too.
Right.
Right. For Sunday's game, you have the New England Patriots. You have the Atlanta Falcons. We just looked it up to be sure because the last time I looked, it's a 3-point spread. No, the teams are not interchangeable. You have to be those teams. 3 points is the spread. So what everybody needs to know, the most important thing that we talked to you about is this. Who's going to beat the spread? Not who's going to win, but the Falcons are 3-point underdogs. Will they cover that?
I got to be honest. I think the spread is dead on.
Do you? Yeah.
I have the Patriots winning the game. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yep.
Probably should save that for the end.
All right, thanks for coming by.
Yeah,
Adam.
I'll see you guys later. Because I think the Falcons might actually be the better team, actually. Though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going for the Falcons.
But I just trust the Patriots, the coaching, the experience they have, Tom Brady having more experience than Matt Ryan in this game. And that's where I think it's going to be really close. The one thing about the Patriots being in the Super Bowl all these years is every year they've been in it, it's been a really good game. Like, it's come down to the wire most of the time.
That's not a slouch team.
So I think it's going to be a close game. So if they win, it's going to be right around 3 points, right?
It makes sense. Now, Tom Brady will have been to the Super Bowl as quarterback more than any other quarterback in history at this point.
If he wins, he'll have the most Super Bowl wins.
And that beats Terry Bradshaw, I believe.
Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who he's tied with right now.
See, that's why I go for the underdog. It's more fun.
It is more fun, isn't it, to go for the underdog?
I will say this, though. Roger Goodell has created a situation where you almost want to root for the Patriots, right? Because he is so easy to not like, and he has made himself enemy number one with the enemy. So it's like enemy number one versus enemy number two. Which one do you want to root for? And I kind of want to see Tom Brady have to take the trophy from Roger Goodell.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm kind of looking forward to that. So it's kind of making me want the Patriots to actually win for once.
A lot of times in a matchup like this, it really is a quarterback versus quarterback matchup. So is that the case this time with Matt Ryan and Tom Brady? These are two of the premier quarterbacks in the game right now. Does it come much deeper than that, or is that what the game will come down to?
Well, it is a quarterback league.
Yeah.
And chances are, you know, whichever team wins, it's probably going to be the MVP, the quarterback of that team. Tom Brady's had a much better career than Matt Ryan, but Matt Ryan's had a better season, Brady still had a hell of a year.
Sure.
Despite missing the first four games because of his suspension. Matt Ryan's probably going to be named the MVP tomorrow night, and rightfully so. So this is a great...
Not tomorrow night, probably Sunday night.
Oh, I mean a league MVP,
which is
awarded on Saturday.
I thought you meant the game MVP.
Well,
the
maybe
Super Bowl.
Both. Maybe both. But my point is, for the year, Matt Ryan is probably the MVP.
Yeah, he had
going
an incredible
up against,
season.
You know, I'm finally conceding that Brady's probably the best ever.
Yeah,
probably. And so it's a great matchup in that regard.
Did you see Brett Favre's comment about that yesterday?
I didn't. What did
he say? He said the two best quarterbacks in the history of football are Tom Brady and Joe Montana, and nobody's close to those two. And that's from Brett Favre.
Okay. And I, by the way, I think Favre's top five. I love Favre.
Yeah, but he wouldn't say himself.
No,
in
he
that.
Would.
But that's class to not say. Right. Well, other than myself, I'd also look at. I give him credit just for not including himself in that little select group.
Is it bad that two of my favorite quarterbacks ever are Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers?
No, no.
And you're a Bears fan.
But think about it. The Bears-Packer games we've watched over the last 20, 25 years, we've seen those two quarterbacks play at an incredibly high level and do things that we've never seen here in Chicago.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Will we ever see something like that? Why is it so hard to get a good quarterback? Honestly, why is it so hard?
Well, there's not that many out there.
Well, make some more.
And somehow the Packers are spoiled.
Come on,
they
quarterback
get two
factory.
Back-to-back. I know. So these Jimmy Garoppolo rumors this
I
week.
Know.
Yeah.
For those here that don't know who Jimmy Garoppolo is, he's the Patriots' backup. He's been the Patriots' backup the last 3 years. He's also a local kid. He grew up in Arlington Heights. Mm-hmm. He was heavily under-recruited to college. He ended up at Eastern Illinois. I'm trying to go back in my memory from scouting him coming out of Eastern. I don't even think he played the first couple of years. And then he ended up having this incredible last couple seasons of his career there, especially his senior year. They go decent run in the playoffs. And he suddenly becomes this hot NFL draft prospect. And I saw him down at the Senior Bowl that year, and he was really, really good.
And he did great during Tom Brady's suspension early in the season.
Right, so he finally got his opportunity to play. The Patriots drafted him in the second round, which is a pretty good...
Second round picks are
decent. Derek Carr came out the same year, was also drafted in the second round. He's now a stud for the Oakland Raiders. So there's an idea here that he could turn into be a really good quarterback. He finally got his opportunity to play earlier this season when Brady was suspended. Unfortunately, Garoppolo suffered a shoulder injury, and he didn't really get to play out that string of games. But the Eastern Illinois connection is with the Bears general manager, Ryan Pace, who also went to Eastern, played at Eastern Illinois, and going back to when the Bears practiced in New England in August, if you guys remember that, I was out there. Actually, we were standing around waiting to do an interview with Ryan Pace for our podcast, Intentional Grounding, that I do with Adam Johns here on WGNRadio.com. And what we were waiting for was Ryan Pace to have a conversation with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys had never met before. And it was really interesting to see that conversation. Because how many times do you see a general manager go out of his way after a practice to
talk a one-on-one with someone?
Quarterback.
Is that tampering at all, though?
No, it's not tampering.
Not tampering.
It's just a friendly conversation.
Yeah.
And I asked Ryan and I asked Jimmy, is that the first time you guys had talked? And they both said, yeah. So it's an interesting connection. I don't know how much you can really read into it.
And would Jimmy ever want to come here?
What's in it for a guy like that to come to the Bears at this point?
To save the day.
We're talking about a trade, though. So he doesn't really have control. I mean, he's got 1 year left on his deal with New England. And that's sort of the conundrum they have is he going to want to resign in a place where Tom Brady says he's going to keep playing for five more years?
Yeah.
So they will be interested in trading him. And the three teams with the top three draft picks, the Cleveland Browns, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Chicago Bears, all need a quarterback. So I imagine all three of those teams are going to be in the mix. And ultimately, the battle between those three teams and what they're willing to give up is probably going to determine how much it's going to cost to bring Jimmy here. It's a great story, though. Local kid, the connection with Ryan Pace at Eastern Illinois, and it's also a lot of pressure. If he did happen to come to Chicago, you're talking about a local, it's almost like a Derrick Rose situation and sort of the weight of this Bears franchise and what you just said, Wendy, the lack of having good quarterbacks here in this city, it would be a lot to live up to.
Although it can't be any worse than it's been.
Well, I want to bring up the apathy. To me, the biggest story of the season was the apathy that set in. The empty seats at Soldier Field, especially on Christmas Eve. Yes, it was a holiday, but that place was more than half empty. It was.
But you could tell by week two or three that this team was going nowhere fast.
Yeah, and by the second half, once the weather kicked in and it was cold, the fans responded by not coming.
Not worth going.
And I had family members that were like, yeah, I got offered two tickets. I don't want to go. Like, people were turning down free tickets to go see the Chicago Bears.
They were packaging them with Hamilton tickets, and people were still saying, you know what? We appreciate it. All right, let's take a
wait, can I just say, Adam Hoge has single-handedly... You've gotten my excitement back about the Bears if we get Jimmy Garoppolo.
That's what I'm talking about. Jimmy would sell tickets.
No doubt about it.
People would show up. There would be excitement again. Probably hesitant excitement or cautious optimism because of what happened with Cutler. Think about how excited everyone was when they traded for Cutler, and we're talking about a similar situation. But
and
still,
realistically, he would only fill one of 9 or 10 holes that the Bears have right now. Am I right?
More like 25.
Am I right? Am I right?
Am I right? This guy knows what I'm talking about. All right, we'll take a quick break. Adam Hoge is here. We're discussing the big game on Sunday and the Bears' future. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
But for Bob Greasy and the Miami Dolphins, it wasn't a Sunday that would soon be forgotten.
Adam Hoge is here.
What about Jim Kick, Mercury Morris?
But for Jim Kick and Mercury Morris.
Larry Zonka.
They probably also wouldn't forget about it.
Adam Hoge is here from the sports department with a preview of Sunday's big game. Most people will know the name Matt Ryan, the quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, and, of course, Tom Brady, the quarterback of the New England Patriots. But give us one player on each team that if you're not up on football, you should really keep your eye on Sunday.
Well, I mean, there's a number of them. I think one of the best matchups in this game beyond the quarterbacks is Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones, which is he's also a star in this league.
I used to hang out down by the schoolyard with him.
Oh, boy.
Wow. He'll be facing Malcolm Butler.
That's a good matchup.
Who kind of came on the scene a couple years ago in the Super Bowl when he made that interception against Russell Wilson right at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And Butler's turned out to be a pretty good corner. So those two will be battling throughout this game. And then there's another guy, Vic Beasley, who is a pass rusher for the Falcons that has come on this year. Someone I thought the Bears should look at a couple years ago in the draft.
And you want to say hello to Vic Beasley's mom, Wendy?
Hello, Mrs. Beasley.
We're back in it. Adam just gathered his stuff.
I know.
He's like, I have other things to
I'm
do.
I'm just glad we haven't really talked about Cutler yet. You know?
I tried to sound like Buffy, by the way.
It's a good Buffy impression.
All right, thank you. Yep. So anyway, those are a couple names.
Yeah.
All right, do you know that you would have to run the length of 149 football fields to run off the calories in just 10 chicken wings?
Did you know that? So keep that
in mind for your spread.
While you're snacking during the game?
Depresses me.
What's the perfect snack for anybody watching or listening to the Super Bowl? What should they be eating, Adam?
The perfect I always like buffalo chicken dip.
Oh, yeah.
I like wiener wraps. But I do. You know, you take the little mini little smokies.
Yeah.
And you wrap them in a crescent roll. And,
those sound delicious.
And you dip them in
those are
mustard.
Easy.
Those are
really
good.
Yeah. They look like little footballs, too.
Yeah, they're shaped like little footballs.
You know, I like to watch the game kind of alone.
Do you?
By
really?
Yourself. Yeah. Why?
You know, you go to these Super Bowl parties, you can't hear the game. Everyone's talking.
You're right.
It's hard to pay attention.
That's why I like going to the parties.
And I know, and I get that. I'm not scolding anyone who does that. Like, that's I understand that's a big attraction for
the
Super Bowl.
But you want to focus on the game.
I kind of need to pay attention to the game, though. So I think I've watched the last 3 Super Bowls, like at home with my wife and kids.
So she's allowed in. James is allowed in. Your
son's
allowed in.
Well, they live there.
Yeah, you can't just lock the door.
Why don't they just go to a party and leave you home by yourself?
I think last year I told them that would be fine. I think my dad might come over on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's cool, too.
That's enough.
I'm just talking about, like, and even a couple friends. I'm just talking, you know, like, you end up in a room, everyone's talking, and you can't even get, like, a comfortable seat. Like, you have to sit on the floor.
Right. You don't want that. You want to sit in the lap of luxury.
The food's good, though. When you
Wendy and I were going to have a contest where the 10th caller got to come to your house and watch the Super Bowl, but now I don't think we can do it.
If they bring buffalo dip, he'll let them.
Just one and they bring food,
All right.
And maybe like a six-pack, too.
I want to stray away from football for just a second, then we can come back to it. But last night I watched the Blackhawks game against the Coyotes. And I noticed, I don't know if you saw any of the game, Wendy.
Just a little.
The helmet of the goalie. Now, helmets have changed dramatically for goalies in our lifetime. It used to be just a standard Jason Voorhees mask from Friday the 13th.
Scary.
That's all a goalie used to wear. But now they've gotten very, very creative. Every goalie has input as to what they want on their mask. The goalie, Smith, for the Coyotes last night, on the back of his mask has Alice Cooper, but not just like a caricature. It looks like it's, if you see him from the back, it looks like Alice Cooper's head is on backwards.
Really?
Holy. It's the coolest goalie mask I've ever seen. It's insanely cool.
I love how the NFL won't let you like wear different color socks.
Right.
But in the NHL, you could put Alice Cooper's face on the back of your head.
That's pretty kick. I didn't see that.
Excellent. I kept wanting the Hawks to go behind the net and they wouldn't, but every time they did show it a couple of times during the game, I go, I don't know who came up with that, but that's the best. It was so cool.
What, like, freak you out if you're behind the net? Like, you're trying to set up a power play? And
right.
Like, whoa.
Right. And
no
that
more
guy,
Mr. Nice Guy.
The goalie for, yeah, there it is. Wendy's showing it on. Can we put a picture of this on Facebook? People have to see this. It's so frightening.
It's too real.
It looks like his face, right? And that goalie, there's no way he's old enough to have been around when Alice Cooper was in his prime. So I don't know what made him think of this.
I think I would just stop and give the other team the puck. It's that frightening.
This area is haunted. You yeah. take the puck. I don't want it. All right. So, again, you say it's close enough. It's a three-point spread. The Falcons are three-point underdogs. You say it's right around there. You think the victor will be who? Who do you think will walk away with the trophy?
I think the Patriots win in a very exciting, close game. And I'll also say this. I think it goes under. I think the over-under 60. People are expecting a lot of points.
That's very high for a Super Bowl.
People are expecting a lot of points because both these offenses are really good.
Right.
But I also think because both offenses are really good, both teams are going to want to shorten the game up.
Yeah.
And limit possessions.
Run balls a little bit more than throw balls.
And these defenses are underrated. I mean, both of these defenses are pretty good, too. So I think they're going to be able to shorten the game, and that's going to result in less points than people think. So maybe mid-20s type of game that the Patriots win by... I hate to hit it right on the number, but I really think they win by like a field goal.
That close.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow, that's going to be a great game.
It usually is when the
Maybe
Patriots
I'll watch.
Are in it.
You should watch, Wendy.
You can come over.
All right.
You're allowed at Adam's
house. I'll
just
make you dips and stuff. I'll make you little wiener wraps.
Are you in?
I'm in.
Can't
Cold
say
beer,
no to
that's
that.
All I require.
That's all.
I will be here, though, till right up to kickoff. We have a Super Bowl show from 3 to 5:30. On Sunday, and my podcast partner, Adam Johns, is actually going to be sitting in with me for that entire time. So with plenty of football, more on Jimmy Garoppolo possibly coming to the Bears too. So we'll take you right up to kickoff. It'll be a lot of fun.
Excellent. Great job.
Thank you so much, Adam. I appreciate it. That's Adam Hogue from our sports department. We'll take a quick break, then some news. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.